Welcome back inside Gillette Stadium, everybody. My name is Mike Petralia, and this is The 5 from Foxborough, powered by CLNS Media and DraftKings.com. Go to DraftKings.com and use the promo code CLNS for one free match play with your first deposit of $5, again using promo code CLNS at DraftKings.com. The Patriots are on to the AFC Championship for a seventh straight year after a 35-14 win over the Tennessee Titans here on Saturday night at a bitterly cold, once again, Gillette Stadium. Of course, it was not quite as cold as it was back in 2004 when the Patriots beat the Titans 17-14, having to hold off Steve McNair in the final moments of that game and advance to the AFC Championship that year. But it still was pretty chilly here at Gillette Stadium. A kickoff temperature of 24 degrees, wind chill of 13 above zero, wind out of the north at 12 miles an hour. And early on, it looked like the Patriots were struggling and rusty from their 13-day layoff. And that brings us to the first of our five from Foxborough. The Patriots overcome a slow start to begin this game. They fall behind 7-0 after the first quarter, despite winning a big advantage in field position. Marcus Mariota taking the Titans down the field at the end of the first quarter on a 85-yard scoring drive, capped off by a spectacular catch by Corey Davis, who took in a one-handed touchdown grab right behind me, as a matter of fact, in the back left corner of the end zone. That gave the Titans a 7-0 lead. And people here at Gillette Stadium, all 66,000 of them, 68,000 of them, might have been a bit nervous as the Patriots did look rusty. But from that moment on, the Patriots dominated this AFC divisional matchup. In point number two, the Patriots won situational football big time here on Saturday night. Why do I say that? Third down, the Patriots were 11 of 16 on the night, and the Titans were just 5 of 15, and the Patriots tonight were 5 for 5 in the red zone. Win those two battles, you're going to win any football game, preseason, regular season, or postseason, and that is certainly why the Patriots were able to rebound from a slow start, score 35 unanswered points, and really ride their defense to victory. Point number three in our five from Foxborough here on Saturday night, the defense records a franchise record 8 sacks in a postseason game. It's just a remarkable number, as Dietrich Wise and also Marquise Flowers, they both had big games. Trey Flowers had a big game, as Bill Belichick told us after the game. Really an important game for Trey Flowers to come back and be a force off the push on the defensive line, really from the get-go, and that's what Trey Flowers was tonight. One of the big reasons the Patriots were able to get to Marcus Mariota, contain him, not let him scramble out of the pocket, and really hold Marcus Mariota in check. Also, Derrick Henry tonight, a lot of people talked about being concerned after his 156-yard game against the Chiefs the week before in the wild card round. He was not a factor. As a matter of fact, Marcus Mariota outrushed Derrick Henry here on Saturday night, 39-28. That is a big reason the Patriots were able to really shut down the Titans on offense and walk away with the victory here on Saturday night. Point number four in the five from Foxborough, the return of James White and also Chris Hogan to the offense. Really a remarkable job by both of them to really get back into the rhythm, helping Tom Brady. Tom Brady's passing game was exceptional again tonight. 35 of 53, very efficient, 337 yards. He had 3 touchdown passes. That's a new NFL playoff record. 10th time he has had 3 touchdown passes in a postseason game, breaking a tie with Joe Montana, of course, his childhood hero. But it was James White and Chris Hogan, both of whom had first quarter touchdown receptions, that really helped the Patriots get to their full throttle on offense. Also a big game tonight for one Danny Amendola, and Bill Belichick could not be more effusive in his praise after the game for Danny Amendola. Called him one of the most underrated guys. He is a tough guy. Bill Belichick even said he's a guy that sometimes you take for granted, but he's always there in the clutch, and he was making huge plays here on Saturday night, especially on third down. Tom Brady also made note of that, how important Danny Amendola was here on Saturday night on third down. One of the big, big reasons the Patriots were able to go 11 for 16 on third down, as we mentioned earlier. And the Fifth and final point, and we touched on this just a few moments ago, the game of Tom Brady. Everybody wondered, and he was even asked about this, what kind of distraction would that ESPN article back on January 5th be to Tom Brady and perhaps even the rest of the Patriot organization? Tom Brady answered that question after tonight's win, saying, look, I'm a veteran. I've been around distractions before. I'm not going to let this get me off my game. Devin McCourty said essentially the same thing. But with Tom Brady, he was the focus of that story. But not once tonight did Tom Brady really look rattled. He didn't get sacked, as we mentioned. He was incredibly efficient. He made big passes over the middle when the situation called for them. And the greatest pass, I think, that he made all night long was the most effortless pass. Of course, there was a pass off the back foot to Danny Amendola in the fourth quarter on the fifth and final touchdown drive the Patriots have. That was a spectacular pass, obviously. But the effortless pass to Rob Gronkowski for the fifth and final touchdown of the night was really a thing of beauty in the right corner of the end zone. Rob Gronkowski making the adjustment on the defensive back, covering him. And after the game, Belichick asked about Brady and Gronk on that play. He said, two great players making a great play. It's what we've come to expect here with the Patriots at this time of season. So the Patriots wait on the winner of the Jacksonville Jaguars and Pittsburgh Steelers game in Pittsburgh on Sunday afternoon. Then they will know their opponent for their seventh straight AFC Championship appearance here at Gillette Stadium on January 21st. Kickoff for that game will be 3:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, we'll have you covered on CLNS Media. We'll have Alex Barth with the pregame show. We'll have Mike Molyneux and Marvin Eason with the postgame show. But there's a lot to take place in the next 8 days or so before we get to the actual game. There'll be a lot of talk up to the game, whether it's about the Jacksonville Jaguars defense and how difficult that could be, or the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can they finally break through and beat the Patriots in a playoff game and get to the Super Bowl? So there will be storylines galore. Again, we'll have you covered on CLNSmedia.com. This has been the 5 from Foxborough as the Patriots take care of business and beat the Tennessee Titans 35-14. This Patriots 5 from Foxborough has been brought to you by DraftKings.com. Go to DraftKings.com. Use promo code CLNS for one free match play with your first deposit of $5, again, at DraftKings.com. The final again, Patriots 35, the Titans 14. Inside Gillette Stadium, Mike Petralia, CLNS Media.